Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my giggly gobstoppers. I think I said that one already, but I can't be joking now. I have to make an apology.
Why?
To the Academy.
For what?
I've been pronouncing perineum wrong.
What is it?
It's perineum.
Oh my God, Hannah, you have us out here looking like absolute idiots.
Absolute dummies. I got flooded with DMs. Everyone's like feeling bad for me. They're like, LOL, just not to embarrass you in the future, it's perineum, not perennium.
And which I thought we were saying perennials, like the flower.
Yes. So
also, there is a Pasadena in Texas. I'm a geographer.
That's the other message I got. They were like, hey, sorry to DM you again, but look, the gigglers are smarter than us. We
so
know
much
that.
Smarter. That we know.
That I can be self-aware about.
Self-aware queens.
We've done fucked up.
Yeah.
And we're not that good at speaking. Why is everyone in Europe except for us?
As someone who just got back, though... It's just like.
But some of these people are getting fucked in the airport and like they want us to feel bad for them. I'm not coming for you, Ashley Hess, of Girls Gotta Eat. It's just low-key.
Oh, yeah. What
funny.
Happened with them?
I don't know. But I just know that summer traveling, all the airports are understaffed because of COVID. So everyone's like getting fucked. And I'm like, oh, no, your connection to Portugal.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are like, we're late to getting to Rome.
Okay, I will say, though, an international airport when there's a fuck up and, like, you don't speak the language is quite terrifying. Remember that time I thought one of my boyfriends was going to leave me in France?
No. I have so many questions. Which one? When? Why? How?
I had just started dating Perry and something happened with my ticket from France back to America. And my immediate reaction was, oh my God, this man's going to leave me in France because like I'm going to have to wait to get on the next flight tomorrow. And I remember turning to him being like, you can get on the flight. And he was like, what? I wouldn't leave you in France. I had come out of a relationship where the man definitely would have left me in France.
Oh, so you weren't even testing him. You were just like going to be.
No, I was just, yes. You were like a small little cat.
I'll figure it out. Just.
Yeah. Immediate panic. He was like, I'm not going to leave you.
Your ex would have left you for dead.
For sure.
No, but Ashley, her story was fucked up. Like they canceled the flight, but they like didn't tell her. So she like got there and they're like, the flight's canceled, bitch. And she's like, not an email, not a text, not anything. I could have stayed in my beautiful hotel. So she just it was I guess because it's international and she's alone as a woman, it could be scary, but it is funny.
But sometimes. Isn't she with Raina?
I think they are together, but I think they might have split up. It's chaotic. Oh. I mean, low-key, I'm jealous. Okay, I said it. I'm jealous that her and Raina are out here in Europe having fun.
They didn't think to throw Salami Squad a fucking text?
Not even a DM?
Not even, like, no. Nothing to be like, hey, why don't we get the band back together? We'll all meet up in Europe. Actually, Becca did text me the other day, and I didn't respond.
What'd she say?
So, my B on that. She asked me for the link to my coffee table, and I was like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'm going to totally get that for her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the day got away from me.
And we'll follow up with that drama on next episode. How are you?
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not thriving. I'm not great, but I'm not like
rock bottom.
But who knows? You could always get there.
I took the week in West Hampton.
Yeah.
And you'd think that would be relaxing, but it's not because it's like 7 games in a row. Like when you mess up, we got to figure out who did something wrong and why, change the strategy.
I was just gonna say, does he say the word strategy a lot when he's playing like beach volleyball with like other normal people trying to play beach?
During the point we're yelling strategy.
When you guys get home, do you talk about what went wrong?
Yes, I married my dad. But Des is also so funny. Like, he's so intense and people be like, is he okay? And I'm like, no, that's his, like, I'm having the best time of my life face.
Yeah, but you love that.
I love
you also, if you could have never, ever dated someone who wasn't competitive.
And I'm also so annoying. Like, I'll hit, like, a smash. And if he didn't see it, I'll get mad. I'm like, babe.
I get that.
Like, and I know I shouldn't need him to watch for me to feel good about myself, but like,
I will say there was something the other day that I was thinking about, and then it made me realize, like, are you depressed? You know, like, you do things and you're just like, that doesn't seem.
That's a sign.
That's gotta be a sign of something.
You're like, I'll WebMD this shit later.
What is an intrusive thought?
Someone said, if it starts with what if.
Yeah.
But then like what if okay. Oh my God, I just had an intrusive thought. But like what if it's actually a like what if this happens?
No, like what if something happens? What if something goes awry? So the other day it was like 2:00 and I didn't have to like leave my apartment that day, which like we love. Yes. So it was like 2:00. I was like about to take my shower, like for the day, get out of my shower. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do like a hair care treatment. Ugh. And I was like, can I just like do my nighttime skin routine now? And I was like, I don't see why I couldn't. And then like before bed, I'll just like quickly like splash some water on my face and like do it again. And that's like basically, okay, I'm so basically Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's smart, but it is depression.
Okay, because then I was like, can you not do your nighttime skin routine because you can't be in the sun? Like, are the nighttime skin things specifically for not sun?
No,
sunlight?
I think they're just like heavier. Like, you're not putting makeup over it and stuff.
Got it. Okay, because in my head, I was like, well, I'm trying to not see the sun for a couple of days. And then that's when I said, Eureka. I think I am depressed.
I love that. Because you're like, no, it's 11 a.m. and I know I'm not going anywhere.
I know I'm not going anywhere for the next 4 days. So follow me for more depression self-care tips.
I had one of those moments too. I'm currently have this very toxic trait of buying things online to make me the person I want to be. Like, I'll buy these books and I'm buying these cute outfits. I'm buying like all this fun stuff. I'm like really enjoying shopping. I have my Amazon storefront. It's so fucking lit in there. And then when the stuff comes,
every time I see you post your Amazon storefront, I'm sorry, but I fucking giggle. I'm like, this bitch.
Well, people keep going, Paige is shaking, LOL, Paige is laughing. Everyone is, it's
I love it
for attention from you.
I just like, I don't understand why you haven't done a category for cats.
I have
like
one.
Your cat. Oh, you do?
Yes, I updated it. Cause I,
okay, good.
I wasn't just going to wing it, Paige. You don't just like put up stuff. You have to do intensive research on what's best for your feline. But yeah, I will buy all this shit and then I'm too depressed to open it all. So I,
oh no.
So like I have like all these clothes,
like clothes,
clothes. I don't like trying on clothes. I think it's exhausting. You have to like,
it is, it's exhausting.
Put stuff through both legs.
No, I need
to break. And
then
look
after.
In the mirror and be honest with yourself if you look good in it or not. And if you don't like it, you have to do admin and return it. All that gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, as it should.
Like, I see
I think
all
that's
the
normal.
Stuff, and I'm like, not today.
No.
So I have, like, tons of stuff I've bought that I haven't tried on. I don't read the books.
No, I knew you didn't.
I didn't. I don't read the books.
You want to know why? Because you don't have an iPad.
I'm not supporting iPad obsession you have because it's creepy. It's creepy.
I need you to get an iPad. Hang out with it for a couple of borrow someone's iPad, not mine, because that I need my iPad. Borrow someone's iPad, see how you feel after, see if like the thought comes in your brain like I'm gonna start a book.
But the thing is, I like the smell of books. I like, you know, turning the pages.
No, you don't.
Looking like you're an intellectual.
Do you ever bring one of the books to the beach?
Yeah.
And what do you do with it? Use it as a fucking paperweight?
Yeah. You know, I do read magazines. Down. I do read magazines, but I have to admit, I'm a picture girly.
God.
I'm not reading the articles in the magazines. I'm a picture girly. It's like Instagram, but in paper.
What magazines are you picking up?
Ooh.
I'd love to know.
Oh, good question. Since I'm in the airport a lot, I go straight to wherever the mags are. I did get wedding ones when I was getting married, but now I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be weird if I did. I'm already planning my second future marriage.
Hannah in the airport looking at second weddings. How to?
I did it all wrong. I will look at. Oh, okay. I like the health ones. I think they're super toxic, but I like to look at like what a life would be if I'm like, oh, for lunch I'm having zucchini and couscous.
Couscous is so fucking like, dude, in like the food groups, couscous is so elitist.
Couscous, like, yeah, it's couth as fuck.
It's like your rice, okay?
Yeah.
Grow up and stop trying to act like you are international.
Also,
every time I see it, look, I'm gonna eat it, but every time I see it, I'm like, ugh, you think you're better than me.
Couscous is very Greek.
Oh, is it?
I think it's Greek. Oh, God. The giggler's going to yell at me again. The giggler's like, and she's ding, ding, ding. Wrong again.
I'm
it's
not
Mediterranean,
sure.
I feel like.
I'm not sure the origin of couscous, but I think it could go a couple ways. I'm going to say, I'm going to say it's Mediterranean. I agree with that.
You know, I'm Googling it right now. Couscous.
Remember when we used to do the lives and we used to get these answers immediately because people would just Google it and be like, you dumb bitches.
Yeah, okay, we're completely wrong. It's North African and it's a staple of Moroccan, Algerian, Tunisian, Libyan, and Mauritian.
Wow, we're
But you
idiots.
Know what? I got that wrong because in Sicily, it touches Northern Africa and Sicilians use it. That's why I got confused. You know what I also do? I save tons of recipes as if I cook. Do you do that?
I have started to do that.
I literally
I'm like, oh my
like,
God, that looks so
looks
good.
Good.
I'm saving it.
Save. Who do you think you are? Like, I am so delusional.
Wait, here's another thing people don't talk about. As you're saving it, what's the lie you tell yourself? Like, I'm going to make this X, Y, and Z, or I'm going to make this for. What's your immediate lie that you tell yourself?
I'm going to make this for Des.
When I always think, oh my God, next time in Charleston, I'm totally going to make this.
Fast forward an hour is me texting him going, me hungry. bring me food.
I just texted Craig. I'm like, what do you think about Popeyes tonight? I could really get into a fucking biscuit.
We're so naughty. I had Mexican like 3 days in a row. And he lets me.
Here's the thing. Craig doesn't like love Mexican food. So it's not. He also like doesn't really love like Chinese food, like fast food Chinese. I know.
Did I tell you in LA after I went to Erewhon? Yeah. I found a Chinese food place. Sesame chicken, fried rice, a little broccoli.
Bury me in it. It's so good. Mm. So, like, Craig is a big, like, Thai food person, but...
Okay.
It's not the same, though. Like, it's just not the same.
I hate to say it, though, but has he just not had good Chinese in Charleston?
Okay, well, here's the other thing. He's, like, so obsessed with, like... Charleston has the best food in Bev. He always says Bev. Makes me want to punch myself. Like, the best food in Bev places. I'm like, but you no, guys.
He saved a lot of time of his life not saying beverage.
Beverage. And I always go, in my brain, I go right to the TikTok. Did you say beverage? No. Anyway. He never knows what I'm talking about. And like, they do have a lot of really great restaurants, but they don't have a lot of really good dirty restaurants. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
when we're saying dirty, by the way, we mean like greasy. Hole in the wall, just no frills.
If the food people came and rated the cleanliness, they would fail. Like, that's what I want. Like, that's what I'm looking for. They put their sweat, blood, and tears into this food, and it's amazing.
Some people, they see a C rating, they get scared. I go... That is the roach grease that's going to make me love it.
That's what I want in my General Tso.
Yeah.
Fucking C rating. So anyway, they don't have any like pizza places. They don't even have like an Italian importing store that you could get like a hunk of cheese and a fucking prosciutto sandwich. Like, they don't have the things I need.
Do they have like, what's it called? Bojangles?
I've never heard of that. I have no idea what that is.
It's like the Southern, I think they have it in Atlanta, the Southern, it's like a Chick-fil-A type thing, Bojangles. It's like
I
fast
don't know,
food.
But
do
it
they have fast food
amazing.
In Charleston?
I mean, allegedly, I haven't really gone to any
like,
or seen any.
Where do you
any.
Go if you're like running around and just need a quick?
Hannah, I don't get
no
fast
dollar
food
pizza stores?
No! Did you see that the Dollar Pizza Store has raised their prices from 99 cents to 150 in this economy? In this economy.
It makes me sad, but also, like, honestly, it's worth 150.
I got it the other night.
Was it good?
So good. Craig was like, this is like cardboard. I was like, you don't ever come into my apartment and talk to me about pizza.
My question is, have you had the artichoke pizza in the West Village?
Of course. I love that fucking pizza. Because that used to be the pizza I would get after I would go out from my clubbing days.
That'll put you to sleep. And for people who are like, ew, artichoke pizza, I get it. No, it doesn't seem ideal. But think of like artichoke dip. Mm-hmm. Like artichoke mm-hmm. spinach dip. Thick, melty cheese on a cake.
You have to know going into it, the roof of your mouth will be burnt. It will. There's no amount of time that you could wait that you would not burn it.
Rest in peace.
Because even if you think the top layer is like cool enough to bite into, you haven't even gotten into the inner layers.
No, it's a lava cake. It's an actual lava cake.
It's a full-on lava cake. Whenever I didn't want to hook up with a guy and like go home with him after like a club, I would suggest that we went to Artichoke Pizza. Because then, out like a light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, shoot, I put two stops into the Uber. Gotta go. Like, got a jet.
Gotta go rip my asshole open.
Girls are so sleuth. Is that a word?
Sleuth?
Yeah.
Sleuth is like someone who's like...
stealthy?
Investigating things. Oh, but I do have an exciting project.
What is it?
I'm redecorating my apartment.
Sorry, that made me just think of something. Oh my God.
Wait, what were you thinking of?
Oh, I've been watching Love Island.
Oh no.
Okay, we'll talk about it after, but you doing the British accent. What's your vibes? Can you text me some of your like inspo pics?
I'm like going hard.
Okay.
Because this is my apartment. This isn't Dez's. This is mine. So he has no say.
Okay.
And I'm painting the kitchen like a green.
Okay.
Like almost the green you're wearing.
Okay.
And then I'm doing a full pink moment in my bedroom. Like, think 90s glam room. Like,
okay.
Pink, pop, girly. Because I have all this glam shit and that I have nowhere to put it. So it's going to be, like, full vanity. It's going to be
love a full
so
vanity.
Girly. And then in the main room, there's going to be, like, a content area for me to, like,
yep.
create quality content.
Yeah.
And I'm getting this, like, one of those TikTok, like, Victoria Paris couches that's, like, blue. Yep. I'm basically, okay, so this is the aesthetic. It's, like, 70s with a modern twist.
Vibes.
Like, pure vibes.
Here's the thing about, like, not that particular aesthetic in general, but just, like, an kind of, like, out-of-the-box aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Right now is really the only time you could do it. Because at some point, you're going to have a small bebe running around. And, like, you can't have, like, sharp corners. You're, like, you can't have this plant because, like, she's going to put it in her fucking mouth. Like, yeah. You have to be able to, like, do this. Mm-hmm. And then, like, because slowly you're going to have to, like, change.
And Paige told All of America the other day that I am getting pregnant this year. So, mostly preparing for that.
Honestly, I just need, like, some joy in my life. And you having a baby would give me that.
Aww.
So, please do it.
I feel like that's unhealthy. That was an unhealthy statement.
I feel like that was another trigger that I am, in fact, depressed. Thank you.
But yeah, if you guys go on Instagram, like, look at the they call it maximalist. Because minimalist was very in. And now I'm doing maximalist, but not, like, insane maximalist, but, like, lots of stuff on the walls. Like, lots of tchotchkes.
What color? You're such a fucking tchotchke person.
I'm going to be like, it's going to look like you walked into your crazy aunt's lair.
God. What are you painting the living room?
I think we're going to do a little less aggressive because the couch is so aggressive. It's like a bright blue. But I'm
like a cobalt.
Yes. A cobalt velvet.
Okay.
I was like all the other girlies. I love just like pure white. I want it white, simple white. And now I'm like, no. We want color. And also I feel like colors have energies. I went to LA for 4 days last month and I learned colors are part of your manifestation, your mood.
Yeah. Pink is actually supposed to be like a very intense manifestation color.
Yes. So when I'm masturbating, manifesting.
And tanning your asshole. So much to do.
We haven't done front page news in 7 years. What's going on?
Okay. Quite possibly, like, most recently, not the ickiest story I've ever read, but, like, pretty fucking icky. Mm-hmm. Did you see all the stuff with Addison Rae's dad?
I saw it, and then I immediately felt a bodily reaction, and I also was sad.
Okay, wait. One thing I do need to look up, because I actually, Addison Rae's dad.
He looks like Emeril Lagasse.
His name's Monty Lopez. But here's the thing. Addison Rae takes her father's last name.
Or is her name Addison Rae Lopez? But
because she... No, it's Addison Rae Easterling, which is her mom's last name. So I'm not sure if he is even her biological dad.
Oh.
That's something I need to, like, look into. But anyway, so Addison Rae's, for all intents and purposes, her dad. So maybe it's not her biological dad, but, like, it, you know, for family and growing up reasons, like, he was the one around and she has siblings. and he is the biological dad. Whatever. So he's been married to her mom and he was having an affair with this 25-year-old girl. So he's telling the 25-year-old girl, like, all this shit, like, his marriage is, like, a scam, and they're not really together, and they're getting a divorce, and blah, blah, blah. And so the 25-year-old girl was like, okay, well, if that's happening, then, like, why can't we go public with our relationship? First of all, ew.
So it was a full-on relationship.
Yes. And he was like, we can't because of my kids and, like, all this stuff. And she was like, okay, cool. She was like, totally get it. Understandable. Then this girl, because we always do, found out that he was cheating on her with, like, other 25-year-old girls. There was, like, a picture posted of him at a club, and he was, like, rubbing some girl's ass.
It's giving Randall Emmett. It's giving.
So then God bless this 25-year-old girl who just went off. She was like, fuck this. I'm not getting cheated on by this guy who's basically been lying to fucking everyone. He's disgusting. Also, like, your daughter is 21 years old and she's quite possibly one of the most famous people in the world right now. Mm-hmm. How are you basically trying to bang her friends? Like, that is so grossly inappropriate.
I'm going to say,
And so now it's come out, the mom put like a whole Instagram up basically being like, obviously anything that happens in our family that's in the public eye is extremely hard, but like, I'm just trying to make sure like my kids feel safe and protected, and like, that's all we're really focusing on.
And she wrote Addison single hasn't mom in her bio. Yeah.
Addison hasn't really said anything because like, I mean, what are you going to say? Like, my dad's a piece of shit.
Well,
you
know, send like, my condolences to the mom, and I'm so glad that she was just like, nip it in the bud, cut the fat, get him out, no pun intended. And I have to let the ladies know, when you're going for these below average, mediocre, troll looking men, you think that they like are lucky to be with you because you're so much hotter than them and that they're going to treat you well, but they're not. Their looks have nothing to do with if they're going to be faithful or not. And some of them, I almost feel like, haven't had that power before. Like, this guy, he's famous now. Like, a little bit of fame. And
I have a theory. I have a conspiracy theory for specifically with men. I don't think it holds that much weight with women because we're just, like, superior and we just, like, get through trauma and whatever. I think that if men weren't like that cool in college and like younger age, when they get like money or they get like fame in this guy's case, when they're older, they immediately resort back to like what it was like in college, and they just like act a fool because it's, and you're just like, wait,
they
we've already
to, like
done
redo
this.
That experience.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I think in our culture it's so glamorized, like being young and good looking and having sex, and like men like that concept of like, that's the cool guy. Some of like the worst guys I've been with have been either the ugliest ones or like the really, really good looking ones.
Oh my God. The hot ones fuck you over and the ugly ones fuck you over. Like, there's no
guys who are really good looking are the worst because they've never lived life with like normal social norms. Like, you ever with like a really hot dude, and he will say the most cringe joke and everyone laughs around him and you're like, this is why. This is why you are the way you are. Because no one's ever told you sometimes you should just shut the fuck up.
Nobody tells them to shut the fuck up.
No one's ever been like, hey, maybe that's inappropriate to say. Or, hey, maybe that's weird. Everyone's just like, you're amazing.
Or, like, they just, like, give you secondhand embarrassment where you're just like, please stop being like that. Like, you're just in your head. I'm just like, stop talking. Secondhand embarrassment, I would like to shout it out. I feel like I always get it, and I think sometimes it's quite possibly worse than like my own embarrassment.
No, it is, because you don't have control.
I feel so bad.
You know when you start getting embarrassed, you're like, I'm out, goodbye, I'm gonna remove myself.
See ya.
Secondhand, you're like, oh no.
I'm like, they don't even know. They don't even know.
But what's good about secondhand embarrassment, depending on who it is that you can bond with the people after it to be like, okay, that was weird, right? Are we okay? Is everyone
oh my God.
Okay?
I think one of my favorite sentences is like, that was weird, right? Like, just taking a fucking pulse check on the room. Like, I'm not crazy, right? This bitch is nuts, right? Like, the right at the end is everything. It's like, that bitch is nuts, right? And everyone's like, yeah, no, she for sure is. And you're like, okay, just making sure I'm still well.
I feel like that's the basis of most relationships and friendships. Like, you have the same opinion about different kind of people.
Yes.
So like, if the waiter says some shit and then leaves the table and you don't look at each other and have the same reaction, like, you're done. Break up with them immediately.
Like, that was awkward, huh? Also, I'd love to know the statistic on women that cheat over like men that cheat. It's obviously like men cheat way more. Well, one, because I think girls are just smarter and we like don't get caught. But two, I digress. But two, it's like the audacity. Like, in what world did you think that you weren't going to get caught cheating on your wife with one girl? Like, one relationship could have been enough.
All the blood is in their penis. They like literally can't think. I mean, I know we've been on our Men Are Trash tour, and with recent events, it's been difficult. I've been reflecting on stuff, and like, all mass shootings, men.
Yes.
Like,
all STDs come from men.
Invented by a man.
No, like, literally. STDs were invented because some guy was like, I'm going to stick my dick in this. And then he got something because he wasn't supposed to stick his dick in it.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to all of us.
It was a fucking apple pie from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it was just like, don't put your dick in there. Like, like that.
And, you know, Adam and Eve, they blamed it on Eve. It was, let's be honest, it was probably Adam.
Adam?
Because who wrote those books? God. Men!
Adam fucking tricked her and was like, I'm hungry. She was trying to fucking help.
Yeah. And also, when we're talking about men, let's be honest, we're not talking about gay men.
Oh, God, no.
God, no. We're not talking about our gaglers.
Angels.
Angel babies.
You know what? I was talking to one of my gay men friends the other day because I was like, oh, I watched Fire Island. Mm-hmm. Is it actually like that? Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, like, it totally is. It's so fun. But as two very heterosexual women, we're like, what's going on with the gays and the lesbians?
What is the whole top bottom thing? Okay. Is it like a bunk bed? What's happening? Okay,
here was another question I asked my friend. I said, now I know that you're usually a top or a bottom, or sometimes it might switch.
Verse.
Huh?
They call them verses.
Oh, got it. Yes, yes, yes. I said, but is everyone giving head? Are they all do? Is that universal? Do we all do that? And he said, it does also depend, like, on the relationship, but pretty much, yeah. He was like, obviously, I like getting it more than I like giving it. And I was like, well, yeah, welcome to the fucking club.
See, I would get paranoid because, you know, now we're not competing with the dude on, like, giving head. I mean, like, he can give head, but it's like a different kind of head. Where, like, imagine if, like, you're not really in the mood for a blowjob and you half-ass it, and then they give you a blowjob and go hard, and then you feel like,
yes, because we can't really compare to, like, our significant others, because it's like totally different, like, I have tits, anatomy, like, I'm down better, there,
whatever.
Yeah, but like, if I also had a penis and Greg had to give me head, I'd be like, that's horrible. Like, why don't you do what I taught you? Yes, I just, it's,
you'd be
so,
like, I deep throated and you're not gonna deep throat. Yeah. You're not gonna deep throat. I deep throated for 4 minutes.
Ah. Oh my god. Oh, I love gay men. I just, there needs to be more of them in the world.
So you liked Fire Island?
I loved it. I thought it was so funny. Well, I think it was casted so well.
So good.
And I think that, like, all of the jokes were written very well. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was, like, fun.
It was so lighthearted. Like, I would watch it again.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Have you watched the MGK documentary?
I haven't, but I do have something to say about MGK. In the most recent picture that's, like, you know, circling online with him and Megan Fox.
With the crop top?
Yeah, the bubble top.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's one trend that I really hope doesn't come back.
It doesn't seem comfortable.
Did you not have one in the 90s? Late 90s, early 2000s?
I didn't. And now I'm, realizing why it wasn't cool in the 90s.
So much has just been explained. So
I was wearing my brother's t-shirts.
I just realized so much about you.
I was wearing Limited too, buying ads with you in them.
I had that top in literally every single color, every single pattern. At one point, my mom was like, it's enough with these tops.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Well, they're back.
And I don't want them. That's a trend I'm not putting my stamp of approval on. I can't do it. I think they're hideous. They were hideous then and they're hideous now.
Do you think Craig could pull off a crop top?
Oh my God. No. Imagine me just begging for the flip flops and jeans. I'm like, put them back on. No, I could never. I could never and I would never. I will say Craig has been sending me Instagrams now of just men in clothes. And at first I was like, what's going on here? And he was like,
For You feed is just men in streetwear.
He was like, do you like this look? And I'm like, oh my God.
I love, Dez, you don't teach old dogs new tricks.
Right.
And he has that kind of European flair that
I was going
to
say, he has good style, I think. I've never seen him been like, oh my God, Dez, what are you wearing?
Yeah, he does have a couple pink sweatshirts but then it's kind of cute. He wears a visor sometimes that I'm like, you know what? We love that for you. The confidence to even wear one.
If that's your journey today, yeah.
What do you think about the whole Randall Emmett thing? Have you followed it at all?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing because, pretty much Instagram, does a synopsis for you on, every important part. The number one thing I always think of, when stories come out like this, the anxiety. I have anxiety about things that are so out there. If I have anxiety about something, I have to say it. I'm like, I'm so anxious about this and this is why and I did this and what if this happens? Imagine keeping in all of these lies.
Again, these mediocre looking dudes.
I don't get how he got Lala, who is so fucking pretty. So just her own self and how got her.
I think that Lala is realizing Lala probably had the whispers where it's no, he's going to do what he did to the other girls to you. This looks kind of weird.
Did you just make that up? The whispers?
No, Oprah did.
Plagiarizing from Oprah?
They call it the whispers when you hear it. Even me, I look past some relationships that I'm like, oh, how could he do this to me? And I'm like, there were signs.
Yeah, come on, bitch.
Take credit for your own side of it where you wanted him to be this person that he just wasn't. You knew he was a liar. You knew he was a narcissist, but you didn't. It's natural and human to not want that to be true, but
that's so true.
But I love how now she's the one who's putting together the whole smear campaign, but he's trying to argue she's doing
as she should.
She's doing it because she wants the child, but I think it's more let's get the facts straight.
Let's get the facts straight. And it seems like she should have the fucking kid because you're a Looney Tune. literal Looney Tune.
I had heard, that he is that creepy type producer. But again, with Lala, it must be exciting. The opportunist side of you is this guy has so many great connections. I want to be an actress.
Here's the other thing about men. I'm sorry, but as two very attractive young women. Mm-hmm. I look in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, how do you leave the home? How do these men who are not good looking in the least think like try and put their dick in everyone? Like, I don't get that either.
It's because they get it through money, through power. It's all a fuck. Again, sexual harassment. Majority of it is men. Mass shootings, men. Adding on to it.
It's the men.
Why don't we corral all the men?
Why don't we just send one big mass email just being like, hey, guys, why don't you fucking chill for a second?
This is going to be a real retro callback, but stop.
Stop.
Did I tell you about the guy I was seeing? And I'm not going to I'm not going to tell you who, but you know who they are. Who I was like, you know what would be great for everyone? I think you should go to therapy. And he got so mad at me and said he doesn't believe in therapy. He just needs to be in the woods with wolves. And that's when I said, we have no chance in hell of getting out of this.
Stop.
Who's that? Craig! Who gave that man a key?
I left the door unlocked. Speaking of men.
Wait, ask him if he has anything to say for the male community.
Do you have anything to say just on behalf of the male community in general? This can be just...
Yeah, you're not alone, okay? You're not alone.
That doesn't make any sense. You're not alone.
Are out there, but the boys...
As the spokesperson of the male community, and that made no sense, sir.
Take you and your flip-flops out of here.
And I love train travel.
Craig loves being on the train.
Which train? The Amtrak?
Shut the door because I have to talk about you now. Oh, thanks for bringing it up. Okay, so I've been doing this new thing where, like, I get an email that I have packages, but I kind of try and time it with when I know Craig's coming. So I've been getting emails now for 4 days, and I'm like, oh, I'll get it later. So then when Craig comes to my apartment, I text him and I say, mind just, like, picking up my packages that are downstairs? So then he has to come up with a full cart of packages.
And that is what they are useful for. They have the strength to get the stuff you bought that you're never going to use.
And I'm like, I can't even try this on because I'm so anxious and depressed. I just leave it in the box.
Oh, my God. Anyway, anything else going on in the news?
What do you think about Jen Shaw?
Oh, yeah. They said that she pleaded guilty, but, like, she changed. She said not guilty, that she said guilty. Do you know why she did this last-minute guilty plea?
She pleaded guilty because then they took off, like, one of the charges. But still, like, she could go to jail for, like, fucking 15 years, and she will owe, like, $9 million.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though, that I'm not getting. You're in jail... How are you paying $9 million? Like, I'm not getting it.
Well, because she still has savings, even though she's in jail.
So then, like, you get out of jail, you get a job. What if you never pay back that $9 million? You go back to jail?
Oh. Or, like, you're in debt. So whenever you make money, you give it to them?
But wouldn't that just entice you to do something illegal again?
And that is how you just solved the whole entire crime system of America.
No, like, the system is fucked.
No, I think you, like, have to declare bankruptcy, and then, like, they basically take all your shit, and then you have to start over from scratch. But long story short, this is where I have some confusion with reality TV.
Okay.
People will treat, like, a silly fight as seriously as, like, someone literally... conning and stealing from old people. Like, I feel like everyone's being so casual about this. I don't know. Are they?
No, you're right. People are more mad at, like... I'm sorry. I can't. I'm being better. It's insane. I mean, here's the other thing. If you're doing... That I will never understand. If you're doing something... highly illegal. Mm-hmm. And I love Teresa Giudice. I've always been a Teresa Giudice fan, and I truly believe that she didn't know what the fuck Joe Giudice was doing.
Yeah.
But, like, in Jen's case, if you're doing something highly illegal and it's you doing it, I feel like the last thing I'm trying to do is put my face and my name all over fucking national television.
But think of like the kind of person that would do something that illegal to get money. They're the same kind of person that would take the opportunity to go on reality TV to get famous. Like, you're just living in chaos. Like, you're just like survival mode all the time. But also, like, her husband has a nice job. Like, he's a coach.
A nice job.
Football. Also, I don't love the whole like, not guilty, this is such a lie, and then the second later being like, I'm so sorry to all the victims that I'm from.
Like, also, I just would never do anything illegal because I'm so scared of going to jail.
Yeah.
But, like, I just couldn't imagine. I mean, I have anxiety with, like, everyday shit.
Imagine if Jen Shah conned your grandma.
No.
No, that happens to old people all the time. Also, you know, you want to get an email and it says it's, like, Chase, but, like, all the icons are different and it says, like, @gmail.com and you're like, this isn't Chase.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a lot of scams out there that you're like, who falls for this? Grandma does.
Yeah.
And grandma is just how could you hurt a grandma?
No, I mean, that's just like soulless.
But like the Bravo fans are literally busy like yelling at like Dorinda for being drunk and yelling at people, which not great, but she's not scamming old people.
No, seriously. Like, she's just telling Vicky what the fuck is up, but people, like, are so mad at her. But Jen Shah's literally buying Louboutins with, like, grandma savings.
My question, I'm not really watching it, but, like, also, her girls are, like, having her back, kind of, through it. Like, her friends.
Jen Shah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically, like, innocent until proven guilty, and it's like, She said she was guilty.
But then there's the Erica Girardi stuff where everyone's like, guilty!
People are so mad at her. Here's the thing. I think Erica really didn't know. I think what people are more mad at Erica for is that she, like, didn't have any remorse. But she was like, why should I have remorse when I didn't know and I was scammed too? And they were like, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I get that. Like, people being mad because it's like, I apologize for my boyfriend now just for like simply existing. Could you imagine if Greg did something illegal? My anxiety would really get to me then. But no, everyone's crazy. That's why I've stopped watching reality TV and I only watch Love Island.
How is Love Island?
It is one of the better seasons.
Really?
One of the better seasons.
Really?
So at first I didn't think I could watch it because usually Hulu doesn't put it on like in time. So I got to downloading my VPN illegally and I was like, I'm going to figure this out.
You're an online sleuth.
Literally scamming grandmas left and right. I stole my grandma's credit card information, got myself a VPN. And then one of my friends texted me and was like, it's on Hulu. So I'm completely caught up. I'm on episode like 23.
Oh, it's my God.
So good. So many curveballs are being thrown. So much like, here's why I really love Love Island, because sometimes there are characters in the very beginning that you're just like, she's the worst. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
And then by the very end, I'm like, if she doesn't win.
Yeah.
I will lose my mind. I mean, that's where I'm at right now.
Everyone's favorite reality TV arc is, oh, that bitch was right.
That bitch was right. So it really is so good. But here's the other thing that like, kind of annoys me with Love Island. And I know it's probably hard to like cast this type of show. But like some of the girls are like later 20s. And then some of the girls are like early 20s. And then it's like the same for the guys. I want him to keep it in an age range because if I'm going in there and I'm 28, 29, I'm not trying to get with a 23-year-old guy.
Yeah, so like, what this if is he's kind like of unrealistic. The only available guy and everyone wants to stay on. Also, the level of fame that people get from Love Island is like astronomical compared to like the average show. But
no, it's crazy.
I imagine you got Love Island and you got voted off in the beginning.
When like the public votes for like they also do it like the first vote off is like the public has voted for who they like the least. You're just like
no, but there's like serious. They've had to instill like therapy and like mental health stuff for just getting off the show because they're not on their phones, to then like immediate fame or like finding out, oh, everyone hated me for.
Okay, well, listen to this story. So when it was Molly May's season, which we watched Molly May mm-hmm. and Tommy Fury.
This is a Stan podcast, Molly May.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know that Tommy Fury wasn't allowed in the United States because he has too many ties to the Irish mafia? And tell me that he didn't just go up 10 notches in your book.
Des knew that.
Oh, my God. Does he know the Fury family?
Yes. No, he doesn't. Like, he knows of them. Like, they're very famous in Ireland.
Oh my God, I would. His die brother's if I met like the most
famous boxer. Wait, because he was gonna box Logan Paul.
Correct. So there was like this article came out when Molly Mae went into Love Island. She gave her phone to her sister and like all of her Instagram stuff to her sister. Mm-hmm. It ended up getting so fucking overwhelming for the sister because Molly was getting so much hate. She was like, I actually can't do this. I have to give this to someone else to like run, because she was like responding to people and like posting things for, because she was already an influencer. So mm-hmm. she had like work scheduled that she had to like yeah. post. So she was like, I can't do this. I'm going to give it. She gave it to Molly Mae's best friend. So Molly Mae, inside of Love Island, heard that like her Instagram was being run by new management. And she was like, wait, I have to like call my sister. Like, I need to know what's going on. Like, this is my job. And they were like, we can't, like, you can't talk to your sister. When her sister came for the like parents' day, you know, and they have like your mm-hmm. family come. They were like, you cannot say anything about like the outside world. Like, you can't give Molly any like indication that anything's going on. But like, being sisters, Molly was like, what the fuck's mm-hmm. like happening with my Instagram? And in the sand, the sister wrote 2.2, because she had gone from like 1 million followers all the way up to 2.2 million. She had been on for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she said it was so fucking insane. Like, the amount of fame she got overnight, basically. And, yeah, they all have to go to mandatory therapy after.
Yeah, because there's been, like, self-harm and stuff afterward. I mean,
I think everyone on reality TV should go to mandatory therapy.
No, I mean, I honestly really feel like there has to be a system for... We joked, like, there has to be a rehab for, like, post-Housewives or stuff. But, like, getting out of reality... Or, like, during reality TV, there has to be a mental health and stigma. But then it's hard because they want drama. So if everyone's like super zen.
No, that's why, like, when you're done, you when need you're to done. Realize that you were just traumatized.
Yeah. When I was done, I immediately got a weekly therapist. I remember looking at like spas. Like, I wanted to do like a 2 week like meditation spa. And then I was like, okay, you're not
gonna. I want to go on a 10-day silent retreat.
I literally looked up silent retreats and then I scared myself.
I think we should do it.
Me and you on a silent retreat. We're going to get kicked out immediately. Just for giggling. Like, not even talking, just giggling.
I want to go to a silent retreat and like secretly vlog the whole thing. But we don't talk. But we're just like, it's just us like rounding corridors, not speaking. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the mob wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of vlogging, we found out that Giggly Squad got asked to be at this like music festival in Vegas. I feel like someone got the email wrong, but we said yes.
No, literally when I read that email, I was like, I don't think that this is the right Giggly Squad. The
Did
fucking
you see
headliner.
The lineup?
I think that Jack might have personally been like, I need these two girls.
Oh, wait. It's called the Life is Beautiful Festival, and it is lit.
It's in Vegas.
The lineup includes Calvin Harris, Jack Harlow. I didn't realize Kygo was so hot.
Would you live under a rock?
Yeah, I live under a rock. I had no idea Kygo was hot.
No, dude, it's literally like the top DJs, top rap artists.
Charlie like, XCX.
Giggly Squad.
Giggly Squad.
I was like, wait, what?
Do you think we should vlog it?
I think we should vlog it.
Yeah.
Because what if, like, Jack Harlow walks by us and we don't get that on video for the fucking gigglers?
I mean, that would be just, like, the meanest thing we could do to the gigglers.
I'd put myself in jail for fraud.
We also need to make a TikTok where it's like, boys didn't look at me in high school, but then Jack Harlow looked at me. What if you
TikTok?
Leave Craig for Jack Harlow? Oh, no.
I think that all parties would understand. You know, like, I feel like...
No, Craig,
feel like
Craig is not happy. He doesn't understand the Jack thing. Straight guys don't understand the Jack thing because they're like, he's not jacked.
I think that's going to be my opening line to Jack. I'm like, my boyfriend doesn't get the Jack thing, but I do.
He plays basketball, which is hot.
So fucking hot.
You like his style?
I love his style. I love that kind of style. Like a basketball short and an Air Force One.
You love a New York man.
I love a New York
You're basically man. Just turning Craig into a New Yorker, and it's hilarious.
The other day, he looked like full Guido, though. He was like, should I do my chains out or in? And I was like, I want to say out. But if anyone saw you, they'd be like, break up with your girlfriend. She's totally changing your whole brain.
You guys need to just do Jersey Shore for one weekend. He would destroy the Jersey Shore. He would love it. Craig fist pumping.
The Jersey Shore is just, oh my God.
I have been in a weird television watching phase.
I was going to say there's like this new creepy documentary on Netflix, but it's about like, did you watch it?
It's about like the girl in the photo. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. I started it last night and I literally was on for 30 seconds and I was like, this is way too scary to watch in my apartment at midnight by myself. Gotta go.
We know what I'm doing tonight. But Dez, because he's an international man, he's very into, yeah. It's called Scando Noir. Noir.
Okay.
It's basically like Scandinavian.
Guys, I speak five languages.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what that is. And it's basically Scandinavian murder mysteries with like from the perspective of the police. So Scandinavian countries are like apparently really good at these kind of murder mysteries. And there's like ones in Finland, ones in, I don't know, I'm not international enough. But
Finland. There's another one in Finland.
Finland. Name a Scandinavian country.
Norway.
Okay, Miss fucking genius. What the fuck have you been hiding from me?
I actually have no idea. But I think that
Norway is totally the answer. But this is the problem. They're so complicated and so intense. and they're all subtitles. So when we watch them,
I have to
like, and I can't, what am I going to do? Like every 3 seconds be like, why is this happening to him? He'll divorce me. So
wait,
I literally,
do they figure it out at the end, or is this one of those like unsolved mysteries?
Oh no,
things?
They figure everything out.
Okay,
but
got
like,
it, got it.
We
got
watched
it.
One that like, it just blows your mind. The
wait, can Dez know what it's saying? Can he speak the language?
No, but he's really weird with languages. Where like I'm reading the subtitles, and then he'll like jokingly be like "Unschenhausen closing the remote," and I'm like, wait, what? Like he like hears what it sounds like, and then we'll talk like that for the rest of the night. He'd be like, "In school since reason," and I'm like, "What?" He'll get into like
what I think you just asked me to do is illegal in most countries. Yeah. So I asked Craig because I've been talking in like Love Island jargon.
Oh my god!
And I asked Craig, I was like, just try and do a British accent. He gave me the cutest response ever. He goes, "I need to try it privately first, and then I'll bring it to you."
Wait. I really want you to ask him to try it right now.
I was like, oh my god, that's so cute. He's like, well, I don't want to embarrass myself.
Wait, I just envisioned him in the mirror being like, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, governor. No, that's not right.
No, that's not.
That's not right. You know, they say that British accents are just sped up Southern accents. Like,
really?
Say something in a British accent really slow.
Actually.
It's Southern.
Kind of. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. What time is it? It's been an hour. You guys, we love giggling with you so much. We're really excited for a new merch launch we're working on. Go to hannahburner.com for some stand-up stuff. Check out Paige's Amazon show, The Paige DeSorbo Show. But if that's not like good enough fashion for you, we have my Amazon storefront. If you're like, that was a good try, but time to deal with the professionals. Anything else going on?
No.
Okay. Thanks for giggling with us, guys. Bye.
Bye.